Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Thank God for each and every one of you this morning joining us by way of Zoom or by way of Facebook Live. We truly thank God for you on this morning. Let us go to the scripture on this morning. I really just have, it'll take me a few minutes, but I just have a word for you today. No matter who you are, where you are, it's a very, very simple word on today. The crux of it will be coming from the book of Acts. The book of Acts, Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 29. Acts 12 through 29. It's a little lengthy. I will read it so that you can have it in your hearing. Then I will go through and teach on this morning. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Here we're seeing the power of the church, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the men of God being used, and the men of God doing what God has instructed them to do, regardless of the circumstances. Verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Oh, people in the church got mad. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by might opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now, when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. They got scared right there. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence. We ain't got a name, no riots going on, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? and they're getting on them. Now, we told you not to teach in the name of Jesus. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. They're teaching, and all of Jerusalem was hearing this, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Talking about the blood of Jesus here. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our forefathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be the prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them what obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to their heart and took counsel to slay them. I wanted you all to hear that, because I'm going to teach from that passage of scripture. Heavenly Father, Lord of hosts, I come to you now asking that you give me what to say, that I may bring clarity to your scripture, clarity to your word, clarity to the hearer, so that they will understand, comprehend, and do what they hear in the name of Jesus. God, as I sit down, you stand up in me, speak through me. Use me this day for your glory, O Lord, for your glory, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The word I want to leave with you on today, when we look down at this passage of scripture, they said unto them, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. The word today that God just placed in my spirit was obedience. Obedience. Because here, we all want, it's Sunday morning, we come to church, we want to hear about the blessings of God, right? Yes, indeed. How many of you want to be blessed? You can just raise your hand right now if you want to be blessed. If you want a blessing from the Lord. Oh, yes. I want a blessing from the Lord. Even the song talk about revival and our revival coming. How do we have a revival? We have to get back to the basics, to the things of God. We have to get back to the Bible. How can we be blessed? Because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And what's the key to being blessed? The key is obedience. And today I'm just going to say obedience. Just do what God says. Just do what God says. When we look at the word obedience, understanding it from a natural perspective, it deals with being to submit to someone or something, to comply with, to heed, to adhere to respond to follow the directions or guidance of some instruction. Y'all know, we all grew up in our parents' house. Sometimes they would give us some instruction and tell us what to do. And young folk, you know, sometimes we just did what we wanted to do. Regardless of what mom and daddy said, we did what we wanted to do. And there were some what? Repercussions. There were some repercussions because we didn't do it. And so what am I saying today? We must do, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what the people say, like they do in the scripture, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, I'm not sitting here and telling us that we should not obey government, because God himself ordains government. God ordains government, and you can do that study yourself in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. God ordains government, so we ought to adhere to policies and things that are put in place. But what we must understand, that the moment those things contradict what God says, we ought to do what the word of God says. And I will tell you, being obedient, oh my goodness, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing sometimes, because sometimes God will tell us to do some things that don't even make an ounce of sense in our own mind. But what I want you to understand is that if you just do what God says, it's going to be all right. And you say, well, show me something in the scripture. Most definitely I will. Because if we go over to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 through 24 is what I'm going to focus on. But in that chapter of 15, 1 Samuel, we have God giving instruction to Saul. So in verse 3, the word of God tells Saul, hey, look, y'all look at verse 3. I'm just going to paraphrase. I want you to go in and I want you to smite Amalek. Not only I want you to smite Amalek, I want you to kill everything. I want you to utterly destroy. He said, take out everything. spare not. He said, slay the man, the women, the infant, the suckling, the ox, the sheep. He said, I want you to wipe out everything. And to some of us, that would make absolutely no sense. Why would God kill children? That's a study for another day, but there's a reason tied to Amalek himself and why God wanted them all wiped out. The thing is, God gave him instruction. Well, Saul, he went down there, killed everything, but a few things. He left some things. He wasn't obedient all the way, because this is where we often hear that scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice. And we say that, but do we really get an understanding of that? And so the prophet came to him and says, Saul, Samuel said to him in verse 20, you know, he said, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, Saul said to Samuel, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. He lied. He lied. But he said, I did. He said, but the people, see, we want to always blame something on somebody else, but the people took of the spoil and all that. He blamed it on the people. But what actually happened here? Samuel said, hath the Lord a great delight in burnt offering? He said, we're going to use those things for burnt offering. But God said, I want you to wipe them all out. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Verse 23, for rebellion. I want you to understand this. I'm talking about obedience. But here is disobedience. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. Bottom line, disobedience is sin. Now, it may sound strange. God told him to do that, but God told him to do it. And what should he have done? He should have just done it. He said, okay, that's one thing. But I'm going to tell you something. How many of y'all right now, I'm just going to throw it out there. If God told you to walk around Tallahassee for 3 years naked, would you do it? Y'all looking at Pastor like he's crazy this morning, but I'm talking about obedience, and y'all want to be blessed. How many of you right now, God told you to walk around Tallahassee or walk around your city for 3 years naked, would you do it? Oh, y'all say, Pastor, you talking about some strange stuff here. Oh, y'all just go with me to the book of Isaiah. Oh, the book of Isaiah, chapter 20. Verse 2, at the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saying, go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years. 3 years for a sign of the wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia. Y'all thought the pastor was messing around. I'm talking about obedience. Here, the man of God walked around for 3 years barefoot and naked. Why? It was to show the disgrace and humiliation. It symbolized the coming destruction, desolation, and shame of Egypt and Ethiopia at the hands of the Syrians. God had a reason for it. All he wanted was the man of God to obey. Would you walk around naked for 3 years? Now I'm going to mess with the men, because I know the women kind of thought about that one. Talking about, well, I ain't walking around naked when he asked the man to do that. But now I'm going to mess with the men a little bit. My brothers, talking about obedience. And are you willing to do what God said? How many of y'all, the Lord told you, go marry a prostitute, would you do it? Oh, come on, man. Come on. Would you do it? If God told you, I want you to go take a wife down there off the street right there, that one right there, and I want you to marry her, would you do it? Talking about obedience. Well, if y'all could see some of y'all faces on Zoom, woo, hallelujah, glory be to God. You say, Pastor, did that really happen? Oh, yes, it did, over in the book of Hosea. Well, we in the Old Testament. Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said, Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. See, here we are again. God is doing it for a reason. Not only did he go down and marry Gomer, had three kids with Gomer. Gomer ultimately left him and went to another man. But then guess what? Talking about some obedience, God told him, go get her. So he went and bought her back, paid some money, and brought her back into his house. First, he brought a prostitute home, married, that had three kids, then she left him, but he went and got her. He went and got her. Why? Because God said so. What was the purpose? Show God's unconditional love. It was an example how God remains faithful to us even when we don't remain faithful. That was the example. But God needed somebody to do it, to make a point so that others could come and see God and know the righteousness of God. But I'm asking you the question, are you willing to be blessed by way of obedience? Some hard things right there. Boy. Walk around naked. Kill everything. Marry somebody in the streets. Or you say, Pastor, that's some tough stuff. Oh, yes. But see, here's one point I really want to emphasize on today. That we must do what is right because God said it. Because God said it, no matter what it is, we must do it. Do what's right because it is the right thing to do. And here's the thing. A lot of us say, well, I ain't know about it, so I kept on doing it. See, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Why? Because it is principle. The wages of sin is death. Regardless of whether the wages of sin is death. If you do what's not right in the sight of God, it is sin. The wages is death. So ignorance of the law is no excuse. And you say, well, Pastor, help me out. Here's the thing. You see, we have 66 books in this Bible. And what happens in life is that we don't know what God wants us to do because we don't read. Because I know a lot of you all were thinking really, really deep and saying, well, if God told me to do something, what has God spoken to me? I haven't heard a revelation from the Lord. He hasn't spoken to me. Oh, yes, he's spoken clearly. How has he spoken? The book of 2 Timothy. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Where am I going with this? We try to get away with things because we say, well, we didn't know. Well, here's the thing. Did you search it out? Did you search the scriptures? Because here, what the word of God is saying here in this in 2 Timothy 3:16, I'm going to paraphrase it. Everything you need to know about life is in this book. Everything that you need to know, God's will, what do I need to do? What do I don't need to do? How do I become obedient to God? How do I hear? God has spoken in these last days by Jesus Christ. He spoke of old by prophets, but in this day, he's spoken to us by Jesus, the word of God. And so what God wants us to do is right here in the book. But we're ignorant to it because we choose not to read it. What am I saying? We got everything we need. Teaching, divine instruction. How do we correct right and wrong situations, wrong belief, wrong behavior? We can restore someone. That's what correction is. How to be restored to the proper condition in life. Training, positive training, so that we can have godly behavior. All of that is in the word of God, 2 Timothy. So what am I asking us to be obedient to? Obedient to God, to the voice of God, to his word. And that's what we need to be obedient to. Because when we do that, everything would work out right. Here's what I want you to understand. Everything about relationships, a marriage, a home, a family, it's in the scripture. Now, whether we choose to read it and obey it is another thing. Because we can read it and just let it slide off of our tongues or slide off. But how to treat our wives, how to treat our husband, how to treat our fellow man, how to interact on the job, how to treat people, how to do things, to obey those things, everything we need is in the scripture. But the key is, are we willing to be obedient to what God says, or do we want to acquiesce and do what the world wants us to do? And this is what we find in Acts. Over in the book of Acts, chapter 5, we see we have the men of God, going about doing what God instructed them to do.
Yes.
They were doing miracles, signs, and wonders. When we look at Acts chapter 5 and verse 12, they were there on the porch of Solomon. And that is the place where Jesus taught about himself being the good shepherd. They were there doing what God had instructed them to do. Signs and wonders, healing people, regardless of what the culture says. And then they were acting so and doing so that in verse 13, we find out that unbelievers had respect for the church. They feared the church. They didn't want to join because it could cost them their lives. But because the men and women of God were doing the right thing, the power was made manifest in the church.
Amen.
People were fearing God. How many people really fear the church today? How many people really fear the church? But that's what we have going on. And then in verse 14 of Acts chapter 5, we see we have people who believed on God because the men and women were doing the right thing. People believe so much so. When we get down to verse 15, they believe so. The power of God was being manifest. They brought the people into the street, laid them on beds and couches because they wanted to be healed.
Hallelujah.
That's the shadow of Peter passing by. Now, you got to look at this. These men in the early days of the church strictly adhering to the principles of God, and they're doing it. And then, verse 16, they were doing what God instructed. A multitude out of cities round about unto Jerusalem brought forth. If we just did what, can you imagine? I just want you, we're here in Tallahassee. Could you just imagine from Leon, Gaston, all the, they just brought people to be healed because somebody obeyed the voice of God. Then, verse 17, y'all know folk get mad because it wasn't their idea. They didn't understand it. Verse 17, the high priest rose up. They took him. They were filled with indignation. They put him in prison. Are you willing, because of what God instructed you to do, to go to jail? Are you willing to do what God says to do if it would cost you your life? We want the blessings. Glory to God. They laid hands on him. But I want you to understand, when they put him in prison, then we had an angel come, open the doors of the prison. They walked out. Look at the supernatural hand, the power and the favor of God, because they were being obedient. Even though they were put in jail, God himself released them from jail. The people didn't even know about it. Verse 20. God opened up the jail and then told him, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of life, the gospel. God got them out. They got put in prison for doing the right thing. God got them out of prison to go and do the right thing again, even though the government told them not to teach the word. The government told them not to do that. Oh, we coming upon a time when the government gonna say everything that we teach in the Bible is hate speech. Are we still gonna do what God say do?
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking to my brothers and sisters who understand what being a witness is. I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. And they went and they started preaching and teaching again in the temple, the high priest. They were upset. They found out that they had been released supernaturally. Then they went down, grabbed them, brought them back, and said to them, did not we tell you straightly not to teach in his name. What would you do if they told us not to teach in the name of Jesus? And he says, and behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon them. But what you're going to see right now is obedience gives you the opportunity to speak truth. And when you speak truth to some people and they know it's the truth, it hurts. What happened here? They told them. They said, you know, you told us not to speak in that name, but we're going to do it. We ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree.
Hallelujah.
They forgot about it. They forgot about it. Verse 32, and we are as witnesses of those things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given us. They forgot about it. When they heard that, they were cut to their heart. They wanted to slay them. Why? Because they were doing what God said do. They spoke a word of truth, told them, you are the ones who put him on a tree. And they knew it was right. But what happened, they forgot that Pilate had told them, the blood of this man, when I put him on the cross, the blood of this man is going to be on your hands. The responsibility of his death was on you and your children. And so the men and women of God spoke it to them. They were cut at the heart, but the men and women obeyed God. They obeyed God. Are you willing today to obey God? I'm about ready to close now because this is good. I know I done told y'all some stuff, but there are blessings that come because we sing it all the time. We're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we go out, and blessed when we come in. But oh, we fail to go up to the top part of that scripture that tells us how we're going to get them blessings. I'm going to close with that in a moment. So I want you to understand, see, I gave you some Old Testament things about being obedient and disobedient. But I want you to understand our greatest example of doing what God says and being obedient is the one whose birth we're getting ready to celebrate on this month. Because if you go with me to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Oh, look at that word again. Obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here we have Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, and look at the blessings that followed his obedience. Verse 9, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name above, a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of our Father. What am I saying here? Jesus didn't want to die in the Garden of Gethsemane. But oh, he yielded himself to the will of the Father. And because he yielded himself to the will of the Father, he was blessed. God highly exalted him. God did a miracle for us by way of Jesus Christ being obedient. If Jesus was not obedient, we wouldn't have a way to salvation. But amen. I thank God for the obedience of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, obedient that he died on the cross. Oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that he was born because the word came down to save me. The word came down to heal me. The word came down to die for me. Oh, my goodness. Are you obedient? Are you willing to die for that which you believe? Are you willing to be a true witness? Regardless of what the world says, are you willing to be obedient to the word of God?
Yes, Lord.
The word of God says, children, obey your parents, for it is right. As long as they're doing the right thing, as long as they're doing things according to God, children, obey your parents. We find out it's so easy for us to obey our bosses and to follow position descriptions, whether that it is to follow the position descriptions that are given to us in the Bible.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The book of Deuteronomy. See, because I love the Old Testament because it has Jesus Christ all on the inside of it. Because now when I find myself wanting to disobey God, not wanting to move when he says move, because when God says move, you need to move right then. Delayed obedience is disobedience. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. But eventually you're going to move and do what God wants you to do, rather or not you want to do it. You might as well just buckle down and do it when he asks. Oh, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, I love this because it just tells me what I'm going to get because of obedience. It says, and it shall come to pass. Oh, it shall. Oh, if. Oh, see, that's conditional here. It's conditional. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord God will set thee on high above all nations. Y'all know the scripture. Woo! But guess what? He said, it'll come to pass if you do what? Obey God. And now I love verse 2. The blessings of obedience. It says, and all these blessings shall come on thee. Not the fact that they're going to come on me, but they're going to overtake me. How many of you want to be overtaken by some blessings? How many of you have been waiting on God to do something for you? But oh, I'm asking the question, how long has God been waiting on you to do what he asked you to do?
Yes, yes. Oh,
glory, glory, glory. Mm. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle. Oh, if you want to be blessed, if you want to be blessed today, we have to be obedient. Obedient to what? What God says. What has God said? It's in his word. Every area of your life, anything you want to know. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know everything in here, but I'm going to give you some insight. Go down to the bookstore or go online and buy you a topical Bible. Buy you a chain reference Bible. And then you can look up things by way of topics, from obedience to forgiveness to godliness to marriage. Any question that you have, then it will point you to the scripture where you should go. And if you obey what God has said, Lord have mercy. If you obey what God has said, you be blessed. Somebody today needs to know that God says to you, come out of that relationship.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Come out of that relationship and you are not married. God is saying, obey my voice. You woman, you love him, just get married. That's all he's saying. Saying you can't have him, just get married. God is saying, stop your lying. God is saying, just fall down and pray, because men ought to always pray and not faint. See, everything you need is in the Bible. God tell you, don't worry. Why are we worrying? God says, if you obey my word, you won't worry. He said, don't be anxious for nothing. But who in everything give thanks, but by prayer and supplication. Woo! Everything you need, all you got to do is obey to God. Be the glory. Obedience, I know, is a hard thing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, just obey. Whatever God says, do. If he tell you to walk around naked, whoo, just do it. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
For more information about true holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.